later. But let's talk about car sales. The first 14-1 registered cars will be leaving showrooms this morning. It's always a great game in our house to see who sees the first one. But how was 2013 for the motor industry? Michael Roachford is the managing director of MotorCheck.ie. Good afternoon, Michael.
Afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Did the introduction of a second type of number plate in the second half of the year make any difference?
It did, in terms of the objective of the exercise, was to flatten out sales a little bit. And it did that towards the second half of the year, just to avoid that big splurge that happened in the first quarter. In terms of increasing sales, it really wasn't designed to do that. So you couldn't say it had any effect on increasing sales. In fact, sales for the year decreased. But
tell us about the split. Well, how many 13-2s are out there compared to 13-1s?
Well, the split, I don't have the exact figures at hand in terms of the split, but there was about 72% of the sales of 74,000 units happened in the first 6 months, and I know of it, that leaves about 28% in the second 6 months. So if you're good at your mental arithmetic, you can work that one out. I'm not quite as good on the mental arithmetic, but about 72% of 74,000 units in the first half and 28% in the second half.
Hang on a second, without doing the maths on it, because that's never a good idea on live radio. That means that most people still bought new cars in January and didn't hold off to buy theirs in July, so therefore it was a pointless exercise.
No, well, I wouldn't say that quite, and it'll probably take a couple of years for the market to get used to this sort of thing. They've been running with this kind of thing in the UK for a long time, and it's successful over there. What it did do, last year, if you compare, or the year before, should I say, 2012, there was 84% of the sales in the first 6 months, and that came down to 72% next year. And the industry in general will be hoping it will smooth out to maybe 60-40 in favour of the first half in future years. So it'll be very interesting to see how this year shapes up.
Tell me a little bit about this year and expectations, because as I said, the first 14 ones are rolling out of the showrooms now today. People will be proud picking up their new cars, hopefully listening to News Talk, having tuned in the radio, or at least worked out how the radio works. But most of the sales would have been done already, so they already would have a good indication of how the year might go.
Yeah, absolutely. By all accounts, and even kind of in the last quarter, the last month or two of 2013, we were hearing back from motor dealers that their order books for the first quarter were full, and they look very positive. The outlook is very positive for 2014, rather. It looks like it will outstrip certainly 2013, and it'll probably outstrip 2012 in terms of sales. So we're probably looking at maybe 85,000 to 90,000 units. As against in 2012, we were looking at just below 80,000 units.
Well, we know that there's a lot of cash in the economy. People are buying houses entirely in cash. Presumably they're doing the same thing with cars, but not a lot of people out there can afford to splash out that much cash on a new car, and there'll always be a second-hand market. I remember last time I was talking to you, there was a severe problem with a shortage of second-hand cars, particularly from the 08s, 09s and 10s that people will be looking to buy right now. Is there still that crisis?
Yes, absolutely. The stock of good, especially Irish cars, is it's just not available at the moment. There is a shortage out there, and the used car market is a much more buoyant market than the new car market at the moment. But when you compare the number of transactions in a year, you're talking in excess of over 500,000 transactions in the used car market. And what we've seen last year in 2013, there was a 25% increase in the number of used cars imported from abroad, and that would be mainly UK and Northern Ireland, or mainland GB and Northern Ireland. Would be the source of those.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Michael Roachford, Managing Director of MotorCheck.ie. Thanks very much for taking our call. Let's start.